Pierre, it's Susan. Just wanted to put in a quick pie order with you. Okay, now, you know the big election's coming up versus the Count and, of course, my estranged sister, Barb. I would love to put in several pie orders because we just don't know how this thing is going to go. So I need one rhubarb pie that says, "We counted on the Countess." That's if she wins. Now, Pierre, I have two ideas for if she loses, and I think I'm just going to run them both. I think they're really good. Recount 2008, okay? Or We Count Believe You Lost. I think they're both fun, but those are sadder cakes. So what's the saddest cake you have? Maybe a blueberry? Blue? Okay. Now, one more thing. I have one cake for Barb, and it's if she wins or loses, it's a strawberry cake. It's pie. Sorry. I know you only do pies. You've told me 100 times and I just say cake when I think of a fun dessert. I'm so sorry. Okay. A strawberry pie for Barb. Now, yes, she is allergic, but just write, "I hope this finally kills you." All right. Thanks, Pierre. Say hi to your mom for me. I hope she's well. Bye-bye.
Hello, friends in an alternate future. Welcome to Mystery County Monster Hunters Club, where we use dice to tell a story of canvassing candidates and political poltergeists in the real and actual 2006. I'm Tyler Samples, your keeper of monsters and mysteries. Let's meet our players.
Hi, I'm Jeff Murdoch, and I play Adam Miller, the weird scientist. And today I'll be knock, knock, knocking on Kevin's door. Hi, Kevin. Are you registered to vote in Mystery County?
Hi, I'm Erin Rain. I play Crashly Grenadine the Monstrous. And this week, Crashly's trying to do the math on something. So when I started watching Laguna Beach, thought that Lo was just like a kid that went to the school. I didn't know she was a cast member. But now I just started watching The Hills and she's on that too. And it's like, is she just following them around because she knows where the cameras are? Or is she actually like on the show? Let me know if you know.
Hi, everyone. My name is Claire Linick and I play Susan Wexler, the expert. And yeah, I've slayed and laid a few demons in my day. Me, Sue.
Hey, everybody. I'm Alan Linick, and I play CEJ, the professional. And I'm not about to vote for Dennis. And it's not because I don't agree with his policies. It's because I'm underage.
Hi, I'm Adam Peacock, and I'll be playing Dennis Klein, who is a write-in candidate for mayor. And even though some teens won't vote for me, I'm going to appeal to them because it's never too early to start voting.
Okay, first and foremost off, we want to say welcome to our guest this week, Adam Peacock.
Woo, woo, woo.
Hi.
Adam is a dear friend of all of us and an acclaimed podcaster himself with the podcast My Neighbors Are Dead. Quick plug for that right now. Go check it out after you listen to this episode. And what I wanted to do this week is to go back a little bit from our big cliffhanger, because we mostly focus during the week of Valentine's on getting ready for the dance and everything like that. But there's this race, the mayoral race. Most all of you have decided to be on the side of the Countess von Haverford in opposition to Barb Wexler. And so I just wanted to kind of see what that experience was like. So this is after Crashly and CEJ have decided to go to the dance together. Crashly, Adam, and Susan, you all have agreed to do some door-to-door canvassing for the Countess von Haverford here in the last few days of the election. What part of town are you in that you're door knocking at?
I think this is like the really, really residential part. So it's just kind of houses. There's not even a 7-Eleven to get a paradise at, or whatever it would be called, a 7-Eleven, a slushy.
Blizzard?
Yeah.
Wait, no. That's Dairy Queen. My bad.
Oh, sorry.
Slurpee.
Yeah. Slurpee, yeah. Thank Slurpee. You. Thanks. There's not any of that. It's just like houses on houses on houses.
Yeah. And it's even gotten to the point where it's houses and then sort of hitting the edge of town where like the sidewalk has stopped between houses.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's just like a tree lined road that is just kind of going off. It's a real slog. The other question I have is, CEJ, why are you here? Are you volunteering Or basically, I could see a few options, but I'm just curious which one is the one that you present. So I'm not even going to bother presenting the options I see. What brings you along? Because last we checked in, I don't think you were volunteering with the campaign.
Yeah. I have to start looking at colleges soon. And Cez and my mom are starting to feel like I need to do some, which is crazy because I have so many extracurriculars. But they're starting to feel like I need to pad my resume a little more before I start sending out applications. And they think doing something like political will look good.
Nice. Okay. So you have volunteered, you've joined up with the Countess's campaign.
Yeah.
Great. Let me ask you, CEJ, right off the bat, how's it been? You're door knocking with your future Valentine's Day date. What's that been like for you?
We just kind of like walk in and knock in. You know what I mean?
Crashly, how has it been for you?
Amazing. I actually introduced CEJ to the campaign director. His name is Charlie. And then CEJ was like, oh, I want to go too. And I was like, I wonder why. Anyway, it's been really fun.
Great. Adam Miller, how has it been for you?
You know, it's been all right. I'd rather be doing something else, but I guess we got to stop Barb.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I guess from after what we learned last episodes, you also have been dealing with the fact that you went to another universe.
I don't want to talk about that right now.
Yeah. So that's probably affecting things.
I keep getting sucked into universes and computers, and it's a lot.
Great. Yeah. So you just finished up. Susan, what's the name of the person whose door you just knocked on?
Yeah. Laura Jabman.
Laura Jabman.
Jab. Like when you have a jab.
A jab. Yeah. A jab to do.
Yeah. So Laura's like, okay, well, I really haven't decided fully on who my vote is. That Dennis fella, he seems pretty interesting. And this is the first, Susan, that you've heard of anybody say Dennis anything.
Yeah, I guess Dennis Quaid is pretty interesting, Laura. I don't know what that has to do with this.
No, that's not. Well, I mean, he is a looker, but no, I mean Dennis Klein.
I don't know. Now, wait a second. No, I don't have it. Who's that?
Now, Adam Peacock.
Yeah.
Dennis Klein, obviously, is somebody around town. What does he do as his, day-to-day job?
He's in between jobs at the moment.
Great. Yeah, so the chronically unemployed Dennis Klein. Absolutely.
Yeah, emphasis on chronic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Susan, you've seen Laura talks more, you recall Dennis Klein being the guy who's often at the coffee shop for hours on end, mm-hmm. kind of browsing on his laptop.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And he always does those letters to the editor in the newspaper.
You know, for a long time, that's what I told people I was doing, that I was working, but I would just go sit at a coffee shop and do that.
Write letters to the editor?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Dennis, what was your last letter to the editor?
This week?
Yeah. What was it about?
Oh, I was just mad. And it was an article about bicycles, and it started off with me yelling about the article, and then it just kind of tapered off into some complaints I have about town and my personal life and stuff.
It always gets deeply personal by the end, and that's why I read it.
Same with me, and that's why he has my vote, because he's an honest fella.
Oh my gosh.
Also, he just popped by. He gave me all of this literature, and she holds out, it's all clearly printer paper taken from the UPS print store, and it's just handwritten campaign sloganing. And she holds it up, and there's just a drawing of Dennis Klein on it, a self-portrait in pencil. She's like, it's compelling. It's compelling literature. So,
feel like you're in Venice when you vote for Dennis. This guy has no chance.
A lot of people told me not to do that because I'm not Italian, but I said, I'm doing it.
And that's when you realize Susan, that Dennis has just sort of been lurking at the end of the driveway, just calling out to you. And you all turn and you see Dennis Klein there.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey.
Hi.
You knock on your own doors?
Yeah, because it's important. It's important to vote. Have you guys?
But there's a lot of doors.
Well, were you talking about voting? Because it seemed like maybe you were.
But we're not running.
None of us are voting.
Oh, wow.
I'm a young.
I'm 14.
Yeah.
Well, and Susan's not from this state.
Yeah.
But I can vote here.
You can't let those things stop you, Susan.
I just think that might be illegal, Susan.
No, I have a house here.
See?
Yeah, Susan has lived here for years.
Yeah, this isn't the Bible. You don't have to vote where you were born.
I thought if you weren't born somewhere, you can't vote there.
No, you're thinking of the Bible.
Now, see, Dennis, this is why I bring the kids out.
Well, if you vote for Dennis, there's going to be a lot less Bible-like things in this town, let me tell you.
What do you mean?
Ooh, cool.
I'm listening.
Yeah. Let's just say a flood is coming.
Wait.
Oh, no, that's pretty biblical, Dennis.
What do you mean? That's not good.
Dennis, what do you mean?
Let's just say a dam's going to burst and a flood's going to come and take over this whole town.
Is this like hypothetical or are you going to flood the town?
Are you threatening us?
Whoa, I heard about this. My third period teacher was talking about this.
Let's just say I'm not flooding the town until the election.
Wait, you're the one flooding it?
No.
Are you flooding the town on election? Dennis?
No.
Laura looks at all of you and is like, well, I don't seem to be necessary anymore. Wait, you stay right there.
Yeah, Laura, also, can I use your bathroom? I have been knocking a lot.
Again?
Adam, you're not allowed.
Like, please.
You used it when you showed up.
I know, I'm sorry, but like we've been standing here talking for minutes.
All this talk of floods.
Also, I would like you to sign this petition that promises that you're going to vote in the election and only for Crashly. Who is it?
The Countess von Haverford.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to do that. No.
Oh, you don't want to vote for her.
No, Dennis made compelling arguments.
He's going to flood the town.
Yeah, he just threatened us all, I think.
Oh, honestly, I gotta pee so bad. All this talk.
Well, no, he threatened you all because I'm voting for him.
Oh,
yeah, but if he loses, he's still going to flood the town.
Now, yeah. Laura, may I call you Laura?
Please.
Do you think that a flood is going to selectively just choose certain people to hit?
That's what Dennis said.
Dennis, is that possible?
I can't. Look, I say that I can do that, but it probably isn't going to be able to identify everybody that it needs to hit. So there's going to be a lot of collateral damage, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Well, I've had a good life, so...
Laura, can I use your bathroom? I got a flood coming.
I tear all my literature up.
Oh, CJ.
Oh, Lord.
Dude, we can't be pushing the Countess if this guy's going to flood the town. We have to do what...
That's exactly right.
I don't think he can...
I don't know about you guys, but I'm with Dennis now.
Wait, what?
And Dennis, I have an important question for you.
Yes.
Is this a metaphorical flood or a quite literal flood?
Do you want me to be honest?
Yeah, just with me, not with them.
I really am tinkering with the idea of trying to flood the town if I don't win. But I don't know.
Like the Riddler at the end of the Batman?
Yeah. Because
I really thought Dennis was a good guy.
I know.
I am a good guy. I just really need this to happen.
The flood or the winning.
Short-term,
preferably.
Like, long-term, obviously, Dennis is bad news. But short-term, we haven't saved this town 50 times just to watch it fill up with water. So I'm going with Dennis.
Honestly, he's not as bad as Barb still.
Yeah.
Yeah, Laura is like, well, also, to be fair, that's what he said he's going to do if he loses. You haven't heard his policies for if he wins.
Oh, that's true. Dennis, you're not going to flood the town if you win, are you?
No, but... If I'm being totally honest, I put a lot of work into the town flooding thing, so I haven't really had time to come up with any good policies.
Oh, did you hear that, Laura?
And then from the bathroom you hear, do you have any policies?
From the bathroom?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I got some policies, of course.
Let's hear them. Lay them out.
Well, first off, we're going to...
Oh, perfect. There's a bunch of townspeople. Gather around, folks.
Yeah, everyone, you know...
No, that's Adam from the bathroom.
That's me in the bathroom.
Yeah.
No, all those people out on the street.
No, it's... Yeah, it's me. I came by. Laura's having her group meeting.
Yeah, it's a group... Well, it's called book club, honey. It's a... You can call it a group
meeting. It's a group meeting.
Well, that's true, but I like it when we're more specific.
Well, settle down, right, citizens, because old Dennis here is about to stump for why he should be the next town mayor.
Well,
let him talk.
I rented Roadhouse from the library the other night, and I saw that part where that guy says JCPenney's coming to this town because of me. So I thought, let's get a JCPenney's here. So that's going to bring jobs.
And some affordable, nice-looking clothes.
Oh, of course. You'll be a real dapper Dan.
You knew my name.
I love pennies, and usually you have to go to Waukesha to go to the pennies. And that's far.
We're going to put that JCPenney's out of business.
I've told you how I feel about you going to Waukesha.
Sorry.
You have a little crowd there, Dennis.
Yeah.
I think here we're going to have our first roll for you of this as you're talking. Go ahead and roll your dice.
Okay.
I've statted you up. I've decided that I think you're probably a pretty charming guy, especially if you've gotten this far in life.
Okay.
So you have a 2 for your charm. So this is going to be what we call a manipulate someone roll. So go ahead, roll, and let me know what your result is.
I'm sitting at a 6.
Okay, great. You'll add the 2 from your charm. So that makes it an 8. And that makes it a mixed success. So this group of probably like 9 townsfolk that have walked in for book club, you're trying to convince them to vote for you. They'll do it, but you need to sweeten the deal first.
I won't flood the town.
Oh, hey, wow, look at that.
That seems like a pretty good idea, doesn't it?
He's better than Barb.
Finally, someone who won't flood the town.
Yeah.
I think you got to sit there and ask yourself, do I want to work at JCPenney's or do I want this guy to flood the town?
I think I'd rather work at Penny's. I know you don't want me to work, honey, but I think that would be nice.
Well, it's not for the reason that you think.
But what reason do you think?
What's the reason?
Well, I'm just saying it's not because of like a hierarchy thing.
It's not a patriarchal thing. No.
I just don't want her to work because I'm afraid her hands will get damaged.
That's true. And I have beautiful hands and I play the piano beautifully.
Mm-hmm. You vote for me, I'll make sure no wives ever work again.
Well, that's not what we're saying there, Dennis.
I mean, it helps me specifically. But...
Yeah, that's true.
Wait, so your stance is no wives work ever again?
Oh, this got dark. Okay, well, Dennis, I have to say, because of my specific family situation, you have my vote, but I'm not happy about it.
Great. Sweeten the deal for me. I'll make it so no husbands ever work in this town again. And I'll turn it floppy-doppy.
Well, now, hey, okay.
Oh, I love that.
A little universal basic income.
Wait, then who's going to work?
Single people and children, like it should be.
Well, that's not fair. I'm single. No one will date me. Why should I be the only one voting and working? I mean.
Oh, Chester.
God. I'm all whipped up.
Yeah, Dennis, you got this crowd whipped up and they're ready to vote for you. But you've got like a long list of doors to go knocking on. What do you do?
I bring them with me.
Oh, crap. All right.
Okay, great.
I'm going to show up at these houses with however many people we got. We're taking it to the voters.
Great. The rest of you, the club, what do you all do? You see Dennis go down the street. Again, at this point, it's almost like a dirt road. You're pretty far out into the sticks at this point. But he takes this little motley crew and heads off. But it looks like it's in the same direction as your own door knocking assignments. What do you all do?
I mean, listen, do I want the count to win? Yes. My main thing is that Barb doesn't. So I guess let's just follow him, see if we can whip up support for him and the countess. I don't know.
I'm with it. Listen, I think that this guy is completely unhinged, but he's probably better as an ally than like an insane enemy right now.
No, so, I just can't tell if he's unhinged or if he's very funny. And I'm starting to think he's funny.
It could be both. And I'm for it. And also, I don't know. CJ's like really smart and he thinks that we should get on Dennis's side. So,
okay.
He's going to college next year. So,
hey, everyone. What did I miss?
Oh, Adam. Well, that funny guy, Dennis, funny Dunny, just got a bunch of voters and he's marching down the road. And I guess we're just going to follow. Do you need to use the restroom one time before we go?
I better. Hey, Laura, do you mind if I use the restroom again?
Oh, Christ. Really?
What?
Thanks, LJ.
Hey, you got to be prepared. Hemvis is on pee.
15 minutes later, Adam walks out a third time. Laura pushes you all out, shuts the door, looks at you, Adam, and says, I'll never forgive you for what you did to that room.
Okay. Have you...
Slams the door in your face.
All I did was what anyone does. I took a quick pee, a long poop, and then a long pee.
Yeah. You all see down the way the disappearing forms of the... Well, no, at this point, it's been 15 minutes. So, yeah, you know where they went. They went off down further in the same direction you guys need to go. What else do you do? Anything? Or do you just head off?
I got so many flyers that I'm still supposed to give out for the Countess. So I guess I hide them in a bush.
Okay, great. The rest of you watch Adam hide the rest of his literature in a bush.
Oh, buddy.
All right. Remember where I hid it. I hid it in that bush.
Hey.
Okay.
Okay, but if a bunch of squirrels show up to the polls, okay.
Susan, you'd make this fun.
Thank you, bud.
Why don't you run?
Are you serious? Do you think anyone would vote for little old me? I'm a little young for politics.
I'm sure we would vote for you, but we can't.
We would if we could.
Yeah.
We'd vote for you in the school election.
Oh, my gosh. You'd be a great student president.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's something to think about, I guess.
Yeah. All right, let's go catch up with what's his name?
Dennis?
Yeah.
All right, everyone power walk. I've already gotten in 2,000 steps today. Let's make it 3.
You make your way down.
We all hustle.
Yeah, you all hustle down the road. It's been about 15 minutes since you last saw the crowd. It's really weird to you as you walk up to a house. It's like a ranch style house, a pretty dated architecture, probably early 70s. I guess really think of like the Brady Bunch house.
Mm.
It's kind of what this looks like, but really dilapidated. And really offset in the woods, really prominent in front of it is this enormous flagpole.
Huh.
And also, no one is there.
Is there a flag on the flagpole?
There is a flag there. It is also in pretty poor repair. It's an American flag that's pretty frayed at the edges and hanging limply.
Mm, I hate to see that.
You're not supposed to do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But what do you all do? It's a little, you don't need to be anything special to be a little wigged out that this group of about 10 people who walked over here, none of them are here.
Hmm.
Huh.
This is actually the last house on my clipboard. So we probably should hit it.
Sure.
Yeah. Go in, but let's show some caution. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want me to send Genesis Jr. in first?
Oh, well, I wouldn't want Genesis to get hurt, but if you think that's right, then that's what we'll do.
Genesis Jr., do you feel up to the task?
Genesis Jr.
Genesis Jr. is in.
And like a bomb squad robot, Genesis Jr. just slowly moves forward. Is looking back at you, Adam, gets up to the door, and what do you want it to do?
I want it to scan for life forms.
And then it looks back and flips a thumbs up and says,
Genesis Jr.
Okay, I don't know what Genesis Jr. is saying now.
Well, it did give a thumbs up, so that probably means it's safe, right?
Thank God I put those thumbs in, yes. Yes.
You did say thumbs up, right?
Yeah. I did, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I just like the idea that a robot has thumbs.
I do too. Okay, let's go knock on the door.
Okay, let's go knock on the door. Genesis, at ease.
Genesis Jr.
gives a sharp salute and then stands, little arms behind its back, an at ease stance in front of the door.
Excellent. Knock, knock, knock.
The door slams open and you all get sucked inside.
Oh, no.
Oh.
The door slams shut behind. It feels like you're in a space much larger than the space from the outside. I think what it most feels like is like almost just like a cavernous hall, almost like just big and wide. You hear whimpering sounds of like people crying, people scared or whatever, but you can't see anybody in just this thick gloom inside this space. What do you all do?
Hello?
Oh, hello.
This is so scary. Oh. Does anybody have a flashlight?
Well, of course I do. I'm going to click on my flashlight.
Man, I wish Susan were here.
No, I'm right here, buddy.
She's right there.
Oh. cool.
Oh, I definitely grab CEJ's hand. Or I try to. Okay. I try to.
Crashly, why are you grabbing my hand?
Oh,
sorry, Adam. Are you scared?
No. Okay. Yes, but also no.
I got to be honest. I thought that was CEJ's hand. But yeah, sorry. Oh. That was really weird.
Okay, no, his hand's over here. And I grab CEJ's hand.
Oh, my God. Something wet is touching me.
No, that's not wet. That's Adam. My hand. I didn't wash my hands after. I mean, I did wash my hands after the bath.
Oh, that's so slimy.
And that's when, Crashly, you realize from... Based on where Adam is saying CEJ is, the person whose hand you have is not CEJ.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. Ooh. I'm going to look at my hand and see what it's holding.
It's another hand.
Is it connected to anything?
What is it attached to?
It is attached to an arm that is attached to Dennis Klein, who looks terrified.
Oh. Okay. Hi, Mr. Klein. Whew, sorry.
What is happening here?
Good question. You've been in here longer than us. What is happening here?
I don't know.
Dennis, did you do this?
No, I didn't do it. But those people that were with me, they're gone. And I don't know what to do. I'm so scared.
Okay. No. Don't be scared. Hey, did you smell anything when you came in here? Did you hear anything? Did you feel anything? Give me the rundown.
No, I walked in the door and there was just an empty bottle of Brut cologne on the floor and I kicked it down the hall. And then the next thing I knew, I was standing here holding your hand.
Oh my God.
You kicked someone's possession.
Yeah.
Yes.
In a spooky house. Okay.
Brut.
I was trying to impress the people I was with.
It's understandable.
Hey, it's all right. There. It's all right. That happens to the best of us. Yeah, it's called peer pressure.
Okay.
Tyler, I would love to do what's going on here.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah, go for it. So Susan's going to do what's going on here. That means you're going to roll plus sharp.
I got a 6.
Oh, I'm going to help because, you know, I'm a weird scientist. I understand this stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So go ahead, Adam.
Yeah, I'm going for the wall for like a switch or something that I can activate.
Okay, great.
You know, like a scientist.
So Adam, go ahead and roll to help out. Adam Miller, go ahead and roll to help out.
Don't worry, Susan. I got this. Oh, and I did get this. It's a 10.
Wow.
Okay, great. So, yeah, you are going to help out, Susan. You get to reroll one of your dice.
Up to a 7. We'll take it.
Hey, that passes.
Better.
Okay, great. On what's going on here, on a 7, I'll give you a cryptic or incomplete answer and tell you how to find out more. What's the question you have?
Basically, what's going on here? Like, that's just the question. Like, where are we...
Yeah, it definitely seems supernatural for sure. I think the details of it are unclear, but like what is this specific thing seems to be spectral in origin. Like you're used to, you have experienced like the last time something like this happened to you was when you went to that Christmas house to help out there. So it feels like that. In terms of getting more information, the two ways to do it would be to explore the house or to look at the register that you have for door knocking to see if there's any information there that pings any bells.
I'm going to just relay this to everybody, but in kind of a fun way, be like, you know how much everyone here loves ghosts?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Well, good news. There's some, now it might not be a ghost and I hate to let you down, but there's some sort of spectral energy going on here.
Is it Flurb?
Now I would know if it was Flurb. Well, okay. Wait a second. Flurb, is that you?
It's not Flurb.
He would always answer if it was him. So no. Okay.
Dennis, do you have any enemies?
So many. I have so many enemies.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Are a lot of them dead?
Now, Dennis, I'm going to ask something that might seem obvious or funny, but let's just answer it as honestly as we can.
Okay.
Are you a ghost?
I don't okay. think so.
That's a good question.
But now I don't know.
No, that's what you would know. You would for sure know.
This whole thing is just out of hand. I don't know that I want to be. I don't want to be mayor anymore.
No, oh, Dennis. No, don't say that.
Wow, we just joined your campaign.
Dennis, I need you to be mayor.
Why? Because I'll flood the town if I don't.
Yes. Well,
yeah.
Mainly that, bud.
Not going to do it. I don't know how to do it.
Okay. Oh, no, you were saying earlier you did.
Hey, we can figure it out together.
Not knowing how to be a governing body has never stopped anyone in the history of government.
See, EJ, please don't get political.
And here's another thing. When my dad voted for Ross Perot.
Here is the thing. Dennis, I need you to roll plus tough. So you're going to roll your dice. And then tough, you have a zero at. I think you're just sort of an average person when it comes to being tough.
Okay.
So just go ahead and roll your dice.
I'm at an 11.
An 11. Wow. Okay, great. That is a complete success, which is useful. You feel for a second an ephemeral pressure against your neck.
Okay.
The rest of you start to notice as Dennis is there freaking out. It looks like almost like a long cord, like a rope cordage, starts to slink around Dennis's neck and tighten. And it starts to pull, but as it starts to pull, he kind of ducks and manages to get out of the way. And it yanks back into the shadows of the wall. And there's just like a deep chuckle, like a...
Okay. Crashly is going to be like, I know what this is. Okay, everybody, put your hand at the level of your eye. I've seen Phantom of the Opera 6 times. Yeah, that's right. So put your hand up, hand at the level of your eye. And she starts singing and like spazzing out. But she's like, seriously, put your hand up at the level of your eye so we can't garrote you from behind. This is a Phantom of the Opera situation.
Okay. And now I have seen.
Wait, what? Wait, am I covering my eyes? What are you talking about?
Okay, so look at me. See how my hand is up near sideways to my face. So if he tries to garrote you from behind, then he'll catch your hand too, and you can squeeze it out.
All right, I'll do that.
And also,
now what happens if he just stabs us in the back?
That's a good point.
We need to learn its name.
Also, CEJ, please try not to get jealous because I might be its muse. And if that's the case, then we're just going to have to do, I've seen Phantom of the Opera 6 times. You will have to rescue me in a flooded basement. Hey, Crashly,
we know you went to New York City that one time.
Yeah. It was really fun.
Crashly went to New York City for a long weekend.
A long weekend, yeah.
And you saw it Paula. 6 times.
Yeah, I saw it 6 times. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Crashly, could you check the register of this house? This might be the owner of the house. Let's maybe get the name.
Totally. So I'm going to run down to the county clerk's.
Wait, what?
No, you have it, don't you, from your clipboard?
No, you have it in
here. I think we're locked in here.
Just kidding. Yeah, okay. No, I'll check it. Yeah, I check it. Okay. Tyler, can I roll to find out information about the owner of the house?
You don't even need to roll. Like, yeah, you're just going to look and... see, yeah, it looks like the listed owner of the house is, it's weird to you, Crashly, because this house is obviously in disrepair and like even more obviously
of the voter list. Okay. Anyway. Yeah.
Is it seems to be uninhabited.
Yeah.
That being said, it shows as an active voter register.
Mm-hmm.
Like it even shows that it voted in the last election here is someone named Chad Weingarten.
Chad Weingarten is who you were supposed to talk to.
Chad, is that you, bud?
And Susan, are you trying to call forth the spirit?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. I think this is probably a situation where you would need to use magic to try to...
You got it.
...to do it, if you're trying to keep it kind of diplomatic. Otherwise...
It's going to go shitstorm.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to roll for magic.
Okay, roll plus weird.
You are never going to believe this. I got a 14.
Wow.
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 That's great.
It works without issue. Choose your effect. Holy so, yeah, God. You're summoning a monster into the world, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. In front of you, as you're all standing there, from one of the walls, just an intangible form just sort of sloughs through and out. You see someone there. He looks to be, well, he looks to be dead and probably in his 50s. His neck leaning to the side, his eyes bulging out, his like tongue hanging out of his mouth. That rope that you saw before tied up around and then just sort of disappearing up into the ether and fading away. And you just, let's see. So if his tongue is out of his mouth, it's just like, hello?
Is that you, Chad?
Oh my God.
What brings you to my house? You and the dirty politician.
You registered to vote in Mystery County.
I always vote. You feel a pressure, Adam, and you, Adam Miller, you get slammed against the wall from this sort of...
My hands are up. I do the guillotine.
Yeah, this is just sort of a push. You just get pushed against the wall as he just rages, I always vote!
I collapse into a ball.
Oh my God.
Dennis, do something!
I don't know what to do. We have to get out of here.
Yeah, do something. Politician.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Wait, what's his name again?
Chad.
Listen, we want to help you, but you're going to have to be a little kinder in your words.
Oh.
Can I do what's up with you to Chad?
Yeah, sure. Sure, you can do what's up with you, Crashly.
Okay.
Roll plus charm.
Okay. Let's see, do I have any charm problems? No. I got a 10.
Okay, yeah, you can ask him a question and he'll give you an honest answer.
Okay. Chad, why are you so angry?
I voted all my life, and that's what killed me, and no one cared, and no one came to find out. No one did anything. They just let me keep voting every year, and that's all that mattered to them.
Politicians
are all the same. It's a rigged system.
Wait, voting killed you?
How did voting kill you?
I'll show you.
There's like a flicker.
I don't want to find out that much.
Yeah, well, I think that is what happens, though, is you see Adam Miller suddenly start to, your body, Adam, starts to move like you are a little puppet. And Chad floats up above you and is like,
it was the first Tuesday of November, 1974, and I was excited for my vote to count. Everybody said, oh, there's a tornado, Chad. Let this one go. But no, I'm the dedicated voter.
Dedicated.
And then I go out and it's my own flagpole.
Whips around. And Adam Miller, you feel a rope from the flagpole that is like ghostly next to you.
Ooh.
Whip around your neck in the wind and you can feel yourself choking. Adam Miller, I need you to roll Act Under Pressure.
I rolled a 10. Yeah, I rolled a 10.
Okay, you're able to be like, this isn't real. I'm not really being choked and hold. But you feel for a second what it feels like to get the life choked out of you.
Chad, I'm sorry that happened to you, okay? But, you know, you died doing what you love. Flying your flag. And supporting your nation.
Roll to manipulate someone, I guess, Adam Miller.
I'm kind of charming.
You are.
Okay, but I did roll a 7.
Okay, how do you sweeten the deal? What are you trying to get him to do?
I'm trying to get him to calm down and just sort of accept what has happened.
Yeah, so he's like, yeah,
you're right. I did love it. I would also love killing this politician. So why don't you all leave?
Hey, hey.
Wait.
Hey.
Move aside. Let me take this one down.
Listen, here's what you got to do. Don't kill him that way. Do kill him the correct way with a funny political cartoon. Lambast his ass.
Please, anything but that.
And then I think, Dennis, you feel yourself slowly getting formed into a two-dimensional shape.
I tried.
What is happening to me? No! Oh, God! These are Izod pants!
I never give a ghost an idea.
I think I'm gonna do a circle of salt around the ghost, if I can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Crashly, yeah, go I don't think there's anything you really need to do other than, I think I'll have you roll Act Under Pressure, Crashly, to see if you're able to do it without getting noticed.
Okay, I got an 8.
I'm going to give you a worse outcome, a hard choice, or a price to pay. Crashly, you can finish it. The problem is going to be that it does notice. Mm-hmm. So the only way that you have to finish it in time is if you are inside the circle with it.
Fine. Okay, fine. But I'll get in the circle with it, but I am going to like get my ghoul out, even though I really don't want to look like that in front of CEJ.
Yeah. yeah, I guess from your perspective, you start to get like pushed and squeezed flat and it's not really like, you're not just losing a dimension. Like it's squeezing the life out of you. You're getting squish.
Please stop doing this or I'll flood the town.
And then the pressure goes off you, Dennis, because you see the little girl that was with everybody is suddenly inside a circle of salt with this ghost who's screaming, who's like, no, what are you doing? And then you see the little girl become a fucking ghoul, like big, like gnarly teeth come out. She has claws that come out. Her hair kind of gets mottled and like clumped together. Her skin gets like a green pallor. She looks somewhere between a zombie and a goblin, just this creepy little creature thing.
I know this probably isn't appropriate, but that should count for 2 votes.
Yeah, and Crashly, what do you do in this moment then?
I'm just gonna like get in, you know, I'm in the salt circle and I'm gonna be like, look, man, be freaking cool, okay?
No.
yes.
And I think the Ghost of Chad is going to try to do to you what it has done to others. And Crashly, well, I'm going to say for everybody else, you watch as Crashly, you have that sort of ghostly rope wrap around your own neck and you start getting lifted off the ground.
Okay.
Crashly, go ahead and act under pressure for me.
Okay. I got a 7.
Yeah, Crashly, you do, what is it, keep your hand in front of your face?
Yeah, I've been keeping my hand at the level of my eye.
At the level of your eye, yes. Mm-hmm. So you do that. You are still getting lifted off the ground as it closes tight. So you are unable to move as you're lifted up, but you're not getting choked.
Okay.
No!
Oh!
What do the rest of you do?
I'm freaking out.
Let's get out of here!
Get out of here? I just freaking...
No, we can't leave Crashly.
Yeah. I'm kicking. I'm pissed.
No, I'm not leaving Crashly. I leap onto Crashly's ankles and I start pulling.
Aw. Crashly's going, aw.
Yeah, great. You break the salt circle.
No.
Grab Crashly's ankles. Chad goes, yes. And flows out of the circle.
No, CEJ, you broke the salt circle.
Oh, my God.
CEJ, you pull Crashly to the ground. And Dennis, you see this ghost flowing straight at you. You have this huge hallway in front of you. Do you just start running or do
you
stand?
I'm just booking it down the hall.
Okay, great.
Dennis, you coward!
But I'm winded.
I'll never forgive you!
Dennis, yeah, it's terrifying for you because you are running and all you're seeing on all sides of you is little voting booths. And from each one, like a skeletal hand is like pulling over, skeleton heads popping up. And with like chattering teeth being like, what will you do to get my vote, Dennis?
I mean, these votes should count too. Just because you're dead, they still should count. I told you, I'll flood the town if you don't vote for me.
Susan, what do you do?
Everyone will be dead.
He's got one tactic.
I would love to trap a specific person, minion, or monster with using magic.
Okay, great. So go ahead and roll plus weird.
Okay, it's a 9.
It works imperfectly, so you have chosen your effect. What's the glitch? Either it's weakened, short duration, you take harm, it draws unwelcome attention, or it has a problematic side effect.
I think it's like a mixture of I take harm and problematic side effect, where I'm trying to trap it like to its spot, but I accidentally trap it within my body.
Oh, wow. You suck Chad inside of you?
Yeah, I don't know how you want to play that. We can bolt talk or whatever, but I just love that visual.
Great. Yeah, no, I think that makes sense. Yeah, you pull it in. I think basically, Susan, you kind of voluntarily get possessed then.
Yeah.
And Chad is like shouting, screaming as Susan sort of her eyes go white and Susan takes a deep breath in. And that breath grabs onto the sort of tail end of Chad the ghost and Chad gets sucked into Susan. Susan, you have limited control over your body. This is sort of like Flurb rules. Chad is in there and is just sort of screaming inside your head of like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this?
You've got to calm down, buddy. Think of this as the biggest bear hug ever.
No, I want to kill that politician.
He sucks.
Yeah.
He sucks, but we don't have to kill him.
Well, no, we don't have to do anything. I want to.
You could just vote against him.
My vote doesn't count for shit in this town. All right. My district is heavily the other side, so everything I do doesn't matter.
Oh, my. Hey, are you kidding me?
Also, as soon as they find out I'm dead, I'm off the rolls. So.
So that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't be suspicious.
I can't let you leave.
Well, I can't let you leave my body until your attitude changes.
Do we hear this? Are we hearing? Is this just in Susan's head? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Susan is saying both sides of this out loud.
Love. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah,
Susan,
you are here.
Are you possessed or are you like tired?
I don't want him to be scared. So I throw Adam Miller the hang loose sign.
Oh, okay. I don't know what that means.
We've all been possessed. We know she's possessed. Like, I possessed all of you guys. Like, she's definitely possessed.
You possessed me?
Didn't I?
I don't.
Maybe not you.
Oh.
Sorry.
Wait, so you possess everyone but me?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah, it's more like Crashly's possessive of you.
Nice.
Nuh-uh. I'm cool.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, and you guys turn and you see Dennis there. Dennis, yeah, you're no longer being chased. As soon as you stop being chased, those voting booths disappeared. You found yourself.
And he ends up back here. I'm tickled.
Yeah, you realized, Dennis, you were running for like blocks and blocks, but you actually didn't go anywhere. You just sort of immediately ran into a new room, and it was the same room you had left.
I gotta sit down. Give me water. Give me a glass of water. Give me a glass of water.
Okay.
You know where the water is?
I got some water right here.
Thank you.
It's Diet Mountain Dew. Oh,
no. Kids, I think we've got a couple options here. I could try to banish him from his house. That feels a little cruel. Or we can get him to just vote for who he wants and maybe, I don't know, calm him down about voting or just banish him.
Here's the thing. We can talk to him, but honestly, I don't want to die.
That's fair.
Same.
Now, are you hearing that? You've scared everyone, Mr. Winemaker.
Winemaker?
It's Weingarten.
Okay.
And I don't care about scaring people. I want to count. I want to matter.
You do matter.
It sounds like what's more important is maybe if we promise, like we are, we're like millennials. If we promise that we do a good job in the next 14 to 16 years, like preventing gerrymandering and, you know, the erosion of voting rights as our generation, then maybe you can calm down and feel a little more secure in the future of this stupid country.
Crashly, why are you crying so much?
I don't know. That just made me feel really sad and emotional.
Hey, it's okay, Crashly.
No reason.
I'm sure in the year 2022, everything will be good.
That's what I'm saying. It's our responsibility, and we have all the means.
Listen, it's okay.
We've been given all the means to make that happen. We haven't been sabotaged by the generations before us, so now's our time.
Look, Joe Lieberman would never allow our country to slide away. And listen, creepy man, if you want your vote to count, you're living in the wrong state. You just got to move to Iowa or something.
That's a good idea. You got to move to Iowa.
Oh,
actually, that's true.
That's a beautiful, you would love Iowa. Now, when you go, here's what I want you to do. Write this down. I want you to visit West Des Moines. And I want you to go to Quill and Nib and tell them I sent you, okay?
Do we just see Susan's arm write this down?
Yeah, you do. You see Susan's arm pull out and herky-jerky write it down on a piece of paper, on a piece of the Countess's literature.
Great. Now that we've resolved this issue, I'm going to
go. Wait, so you're telling me that Iowa lets ghosts vote?
What? Well, they pretty much want everyone to vote. And every vote there counts for like five times of what it counts for in California or whatever.
I'm listening.
Yeah. or even here in Mystery.
All right. Susan, let me borrow your knife.
What?
Wait, why?
I'm going to kill Dennis.
Oh, no. What?
Hang on a minute.
Because he hurt me.
Before you kill me.
Wait, we're not...
I want you to know that you've inspired me here.
Oh.
You know, I used to think if I ran around in between jobs and acting like a jerk off, I could be the mayor of this town. But you've shown me that it's all of our civic duties to make sure that everybody's vote counts and that everybody's represented. So you don't end up like some mangled ghoul with half your face hanging off, looking just...
Hey, Dennis.
Are you talking about
Dennis?
Me?
Yeah.
You have to, no. That's our friend, okay?
Wrong move, Dennis.
Oh, sorry.
Give Dennis a knife too. I want this to be fair.
No, come on. No one's having a knife fight to the death.
Not anymore.
No, CEJ, no.
Yeah, violence is never the answer unless it is, like with the Bondo grab.
Yeah, we solve a lot of our Mystery County problems with violence.
But we always feel bad afterwards. Oh my gosh.
Really bad.
I promise to feel bad.
No, let's feel good for once.
Yeah.
Let's
all feel good for once.
Yeah.
Whoa. Now that's a campaign slogan I can get behind.
Hey, say that again, Dennis.
Let's all feel good.
Holy shit, wow. I'm back on board for Dennis.
That's really nice.
I don't know. I'm such a waffler when it comes to politics.
Plant? Chad? I cannot remember this ghost name to save my life.
Chad. It's like a hanging Chad.
Oh.
What about Chad? Don't you think we should all feel good?
Yeah.
I agree with that. I think that actually, that's like a real hope and change message right there.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Would you maybe vote for Dennis if he changed his slogan to that?
What's his current slogan?
Vote for me or I'll flood the town.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I think a positive message of the way things can be better in the future is much more strong than a negative inducement.
Yeah, like a threat.
And Chad, have you ever got to write in a candidate before?
No.
That could be fun.
Dennis here is a write-in.
I sure am.
And then Chad shakily points a hand out at Dennis and says, through Susan's voice, says, "Hey, do you have a campaign manager?"
I think I do. I think I do.
Yeah, it's me.
Is it CEJ?
I mean, Dennis had no one behind him. And then when we were at Laura's house, the official offer hasn't been made.
Buddy, stop pushing.
You tried to kill him like 5 minutes ago.
That is true. You did want to knife fight me.
Hey, what campaign manager hasn't wanted to kill their candidate at least once?
Mm.
We were thinking Chad, CEJ. We were thinking Chad. The ghost.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I was kind of offering to, I was kind of setting up for that, yeah.
Yeah, to kind of wrap up the...
Oh, we were kind of like tying this whole thing off. What?
But hey, CEJ.
Yo.
How does chief of staff sound to you?
Holy crap.
Wow. Oh.
Maybe I don't have to go to college after all.
Whoa.
Maybe not. You can just stay here.
No.
Hey. Are you hitting off positions? Because I would like some meaning.
Oh, does Secretary of the Interior sound good to you?
No.
Now, wait a second. Dennis, I'm starting to think that you don't really understand what the mayor of a town has at.
Secretary of the Interior of the town.
He's doing great.
Yeah.
Are these paid positions or volunteer?
Yeah, do we get credit?
You tell me, new head of Department of the Defense.
Holy crap.
Oh, wow.
Susan, will you be mad if we quit the Monster Hunters Club and start getting into local government?
Mystery County Civic Hunt.
Bud, I'll give you the full week off.
Take 2 weeks off, Secretary of Transportation.
Wow.
Wait, Susan?
Whoa.
That's Susan. A big one.
You know what, Dennis? I'm in. And I stick out my hand.
Me too. I stick my hand on top of CEJ's hand.
Wait, can I get a different position? But I am in.
My hand comes in, but it's deathly cold.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Because I'm still possessed and it's very unsettling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need to get that ghost out.
Ugh, Susan, your hand feels like Adam's hand.
Hey, come on. My hand's not always wet.
And your hand is wet.
Oh, gosh. That ghost is still in Susan, y'all.
Oh, that's no problem.
Not for long. Come on, Dennis, put your hand in.
You got it. Right on top, and it's hairy.
Yeah. On the bottom? Like the palm?
The palm?
I recoil.
The palm is hairy.
Yeah, my
hairy palms.
My palms are hairy.
I recoil, and I say, Dennis,
yeah.
I need you to answer this very honestly.
Okay.
I noticed you didn't start your campaign until the moon phased back to new.
What? No. No.
Is Dennis...
What are you saying no to, Dennis, if you don't even know what he's going to ask?
I take a ball out of my pocket and I throw it down the hallway.
And I just take off after it.
Ah, shit.
Oh, no.
We just elected him werewolf.
Oh, great. All the good candidates are werewolves.
I know. Yeah.
I bring it right back to Adam and I drop it back down.
Oh, cute, good boy.
Chad, are you still in with the werewolf, bud?
Oh, well, this really changes things.
Really?
Well, yeah, I feel like with talent like this and this new discovery, I feel like he's wasted on the local scene.
Oh, you want to go bigger?
Do you think you should run for governor?
Yeah. Hey, I've heard a lot of good things about Iowa. Dennis, hey. Have you ever thought about national office?
I sure have, Supreme Court Justice. Let's all pile in this van and drive to Iowa.
Oh.
And Chad says, with your permission, I would like to possess your body.
Oh, well, permission granted.
Chad flows out of Susan and into Dennis.
Wow.
And inside, Dennis says, you know, Dennis, I think this is the start of a beautiful relationship.
Me too. You know what? Me too.
I cannot believe that this is the same guy who abandoned a bunch of kids to die just moments ago.
And threatened to flood the town.
I can. It's a werewolf.
Actually, should we be letting him go?
He's possessed by a ghost. He's a werewolf possessed by a ghost, and he's trying to run for national office. That's not great.
Hey, honestly, I'd rather vote for him than vote for Barb.
Oh, good point.
I can't vote. I'm a felon.
I wipe a tear out of Adam's eye.
Thank you. And I blow it away like making a wish.
Yeah, and then Dennis, Chad starts with your permission, starts walking you away.
Yes.
And is just kind of whispering in your ear. It's like, first order of business, you're the faith, you're the charm. You don't know anything about policy. You always defer to me in everything I say. Do you understand?
Hey, I would be silly not to take advice from my new chief of staff.
Wait a second.
Now that actually was closer. Yeah, you're starting to get somewhere. I feel like you have some raw potential, kid.
Hey, we're going to be all right. And you know, once we're in there, they can never not make us mayor. It's sort of like a lifetime thing.
It's true. And hey, once you're on the national level, you can flood as many towns as you want.
Oh, I think we'll be flooding a lot of towns together, if you know what I mean.
Okay, maybe we should stop them.
Yeah, I don't love it.
You guys are watching Chad and Dennis walk out of this place. What do you all do?
I mean, I know we should just let him go, but also I am terrified for what's going to happen to the Midwest.
Okay, salt circle around the house, throw meat in there every Tuesday and Thursday. And they'll...
Throw you in there?
Not me, meat. Meat.
Oh, meat. I thought you said throw you in there.
No.
Like, what?
No.
Well, thanks for protesting, bud. I appreciate that.
I was like, Crashly, why?
No, just me. Just to feed the werewolf, you know?
Yeah. We can do that. Or I could throw up an illusion that they think they're in Iowa. Is that too sad?
I think that's a good addition to the salt circle around the house.
Oh my
and the
gosh. Meat.
Let's do it. Salt circle, everybody. Come on.
Great. Susan, what is this spell? So you're going to do, this is more like a big magic spell you're going to do to put an illusion up that they're following through with what they want. So what are the ingredients for this spell and what does the kind of casting sound like?
So the spell is what the Truman Show was based after.
Sure.
It's just like an old fashioned, like run of the mill illusion spell.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a chant best done in the dark, thank God. And it is going to take a little bit of my blood.
Okay, ooh, sure, great. Yeah,
of course.
And how does the chant go?
Welcome to Iowa. You love Iowa. You're living in Iowa. Welcome to Iowa. What will you do in Iowa? Whatever you want in Iowa.
And we cut over then to Dennis and Chad. This is the theme song playing on the night of your big win in Iowa. You won the open Iowa primary.
Yes.
What is your big speech in front of this crowd of people who they move at the same time? Every time they clap, they all clap together. So It's just like, it's very mechanical. Their eyes are completely dead. They're looking, their woos are like, whoa, whoa, good job.
Sounds like Iowa.
Yeah. But you fucking won. What's your victory speech?
Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that I'm not just up here alone, and I'm not just possessed by a ghost. I'm up here with each and every one of you. We did it. First Iowa, and then it's on to the White House. Yeah!
And the rest of you, as you're backing away, you hear that speech. And right after the yah, you shut the door to the house. You finish the salt circle and you walk away as Dennis and Chad continue on their internal journey onto the White House.
Politics are messy.
Yeah!
I mean, this is such a terrifying haunted house.
We got to put up a sign.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the sign you put up?
Do not enter spooky stuff. Seriously, we mean it. Love, MCMHC.
Okay, great. Yeah.
And I didn't finish handing out my flyers, so I set them in front of that sign so people can take one.
Okay, great. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For there on after, there's a local urban legend that on a full moon, you can hear a strange howl coming from the Weingarten house that is all barricaded up.
The picture of this, there's a werewolf. Haunted, possessed by a ghost, living in a simulation in this house, just every now and then going, yeah! That's like the most terrifying urban legend ever.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I think that's where we'll end our episode for today.
Yeah.
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 I mean, I can't wait for this guy to break out.
Oh, my
jeez,
God.
Louise. Yeah.
Oh, good job.
Wow, Adam, thank you so much.
Oh, my goodness. Thanks for having me.
Adam, I love it.
So many opportunities for Dennis to come back, too, which
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Get ready. Get ready to come back.
Yeah. Adam, again, thank you so much for playing with us today. We mentioned it briefly at the top, but can you tell us more about your podcast?
Yeah, I do a show called My Neighbors Are Dead. I talk to made-up tangential horror movie characters. So get it wherever you get your podcasts.
And I believe a couple of our friends here have been guests on your show before.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So fun.
Yeah, it's so good.
Thanks, buddies.
If you like horror movies, you should definitely listen to it. It's so funny, and it's such like a fun way to engage with the horror genre and like every possible horror movie that you've ever thought of.
Thanks, man.
It's so fun. Yeah, thank you so much, Adam. Thanks for joining
us. Thanks, buddies. This is a ball. Hey. Thank you.
Thanks, Adam.
Thanks so much for listening, Monster Hunters. If you enjoyed this, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or talk to us on social media at Mystery County, or just tell a friend. It really helps us grow our audience, and we're so grateful to you for sharing our weird and wild little world. Now, Dennis Klein has a special donor message for our patron, Kate B.
Hey, Kate B, Dennis Klein here. I want to thank you for the money. It's money well spent. Your salt and pepper shakers are in the mail. We're going to take over this place or flood the town trying.
Until next time, watch out for this one-shot podcast.
Character Creation Cast is a discussion podcast where Amelia Antrim and Ryan Bolter create characters in multiple RPGs with prominent guests from the games community. Each month, Character Creation Cast examines the character generation process in depth for a different game with new guests each series. They always take the time to reflect on the game, its design, and what guests have to say about it. Think of it as sitting in on a great session zero every week.
You can find all that and more at oneshotpodcast.com. I love how immediately he became a heel.
Yeah.
I know.
I loved it. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's funnier to have a politician who's threatening to flood, like just choosing selective floodings.
Yeah.
I also love that it's feel like you're in Venice with Dennis and Venice is sinking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. It all really comes together.
Yeah.
In the universe of Starwall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Starwall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No Kings system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjack's role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Starwall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.